Reverend, religious, my dear friends in Christ, it is most certainly true that in each and every one of us there is a mixture of good and of bad. The gospel this morning talks about the wheat and the chaff, or rather the wheat and the weeds in this instance. And scripture scholars tell us that this is to represent those souls that will be faithful to grace and those other souls that will listen to the inspirations of the evil one. And there will be a great reckoning. The workers, that is, the angels, will gather them all up on the last day, and it will be a great separation of the good from the bad, the wheat from the weeds. But I believe that we can make this analysis of our own souls individually as well. We are born really under the empire of the devil. We are born in original sin with a fallen human nature. But at the same time, we are made in the image and likeness of God. This is, of course, when we are baptized. We receive the life of grace into our soul. And we have the ability to be faithful to grace, to be children of God and heirs of heaven. But this is an ongoing battle, our whole lives really, this good versus bad. Saint Paul talks about this very plainly. He says, it is as if there are two men within us, a man of the spirit, a man of the flesh. And the two are always at war with one another. And so how to faithfully fight this battle, how to be sure that the man of the spirit wins out. And there are different things that we might talk about, but one chief concept I'd like to bring up today is that of mortification. We, of course, are thinking in a special way of the holy souls in purgatory this month of November, and how these holy souls who did make it. They did not die in the state of serious sin. However, they have still sins and misdeeds to atone for. How vehemently they would try to tell us, please, oh please, mortify yourselves. Do not give even for a moment any credence to the desires of this man of the flesh. No doubt it is for this very reason that they are detained in purgatory. If only they could return and spend a little time in mortifying their flesh. And so this is an essential point. This is an aspect of our spiritual lives that must not be neglected. Our Lord said, unless you do penance, you shall likewise perish. And we might consider, well, what is Father talking about? It's not Lent. And this is exactly perhaps the problem. That we have maybe a mentality, well, it's only during seasons of mortification, it's during Lent that we do the fasting and all the difficult things. But no, our Lord did not say, unless you do penance 40 days of the year, you shall likewise perish. He says, unless you do penance, you shall all likewise perish. Because this is truly the key to overcoming this man of the flesh, against whom we must do battle daily. We might consider it like, really, any skill that must be acquired. This is an ultimate skill, overcoming self so that God's grace may live in abundance in us, the Holy Ghost may have full reign over us. This is a skill that must be honed in and practiced. And as with any skill, yes, we have to start basically from the bottom and build up step by step. Think about even a rather basic skill. If a man is going to become a carpenter, there is still a lot that must be learned. There are many tricks of the trade. He's not going to go from ignorant, a novice, one day to a master carpenter the next. No, but each skill he learns, they're able to build upon each other until finally his craft is learned. And so, with mortification, we will not go from luxury loving, soft people of the world to a Saint Anthony of the desert by snapping our fingers or simply willing it. No, we have to do this incrementally. It is a skill that must be learned, but we have to put it into practice. And what is more, the saints say daily, this is not, again, only reserved to Lent or the Ember days or those few days a year where it is enjoined upon us. No, it's something that we have to do willingly and regularly if we are going to be masters in our craft. And it must be said, if we are going to save our immortal soul, we have to become masters in our craft. So practically speaking, how ought we to do this? Like the gospel says today, we talk about weeds and wheat. We know that we have many, perhaps we have good habits, the wheat, but I'm sure that we have many bad habits, those weeds that have sprung up in our soul. And to weed them out takes a great amount of willpower and determination. Well, let us get to work and remember that as we mortify ourselves, every success builds upon success builds upon success. If we are practicing willpower, say if we, like St. Augustine says in his confessions, before his conversion, he said he felt like a man who wanted to rise at an appointed time, yet the appointed time came and he gave in to that pleasure of rolling over and getting some more sleep. It's a very appropriate example. What if we mortified ourselves by simply getting up a little earlier so that we can do something useful? Maybe we could get up to say our morning prayers, do a little spiritual reading first thing in the day. It's not a terribly complicated, not an impossible mortification. But what a wonderful act of willpower to show Almighty God that we are indeed going to do our best to overcome this man of the flesh. And what is marvelous, this act of the will help us to see success in all of those other things. If we are in the habit of mortifying ourselves, or if we're in the habit of putting forward that effort, then when it comes to things that are truly important, that is the overcoming of temptations, or the practicing of the other virtues we need to acquire, well, then we will have that willpower. And what is more, we will have the grace from our efforts. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us be keenly aware of this struggle within ourselves. The man of the flesh against the man of the spirit, the wheat against the weeds. Let us be sure to do our part. It's really only, it's a binary thing. It's good versus evil. There's nothing in between. This should remind us that our eternity is only a binary choice. It is forever in happiness or forever in misery. If we really put forward the effort, we will hear, well, whether we put forward the effort or we don't, we will hear one of two things at our judgment. Christ, our judge, will tell us, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into eternal fire." Or, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, enter into the joy which was prepared for you from the beginning." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.